Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi today begins chapter 6 of Pirkei Avot. We mentioned yesterday chapter 6 was added on to the original 5 chapters, and it's not Mishnayot, it's Baraitot. The distinction being the Mishnayot were compiled by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his yeshiva. The Baraitot were other teachings at the time that were not the official Mishnaic versions, and the Gemara will often bring Baraitot, bring these other teachings to explain and compare them to Mishnayot. So let's get cracking. Mishnah Aleph, Shonu Chochamim, B'lashon Mishnah. Our sages taught in the language of the Mishnah, meaning in Hebrew. Shanu Chachamim is the same as what the Gemara says all over the place, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, it's Aramaic for Shanu Chachamim. Our sages taught, and Baruch Shebachar Bahem of Mishnatam. Blessed is Hashem who chose our sages and their teachings. So this is kind of a label on this chapter that this is actually Baraita and not Mishnah, though it's taught in Ivrit, in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, the language of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, the famous Rabbi Meir, teaches, Kol Osik B'Torah Lishma, anyone who is involved in Torah for the sake of Torah, meaning not to get a reward, not to avoid punishment, but out of love for Hashem and out of love for the Torah that he's given us. So what does he get? Zochel Devarim Harbe. He gets a lot of things. And then there's a list, and this list is not necessarily all of the things. There could be more. So the lo od, and not only that, Ela Shekolam Kulo Kedai Hu Lo. But the entire existence of the world is worthwhile just for this person. And we have a concept in Chazal that if there was never Torah learning in the world at any point, the world would return to tohu and vohu, to emptiness and chaos. So if one person is learning Torah lishma, that's enough to sustain the entire world and all of creation from the beginning up to this point. Baruch Hashem. So here's what Rabbi Meir teaches. Nikra Reya, he's called a friend. Ahuv, one who is beloved, like Avraham Ohavai, Avraham, my beloved, Ohev et Hamakom, he loves Hashem. Now, what the Rambam writes is that part of loving someone is knowing about them. So the more Torah he knows, the more he can love Hashem. And Rambam actually puts Sefer Mada, knowledge, right next to Ahava, about expressions of love. Ohev et Briot, he loves Hashem's creations, loves other people, Am Yisrael, Misameach et Hamakom, he makes Hashem happy since he's learning out of love. Misameach the Briot makes other people happy because someone learning out of love has that excitement in their life. They want to share the Torah they've learned and use it to help other people. Umalbashto anava v'yira. He is clothed in humility and awe or fear of Hashem. The Derech Chaim comments here that clothing means other people will recognize that he has humility and he has yira and admire him, that he's acquired these things from learning Torah. Umachsharto, and it makes him kosher, makes him prepared, liot tzaddik, to become a tzaddik. The chassid, and even a chassid. Now it's important to realize a tzaddik and a chassid is not the same. The Mesilat Yesharim spends the first 13 chapters talking about how to become a tzaddik through Torah, which leads to zehirut, and then zrizut, and then nikiut. So half of Mesilat Yesharim is just to become a tzaddik, which is someone who does the basic obligation. Then starting in chapter 13, Prishut, Mesilat Yesharim explains how to become a chassid, which is someone who goes above and beyond what is actually required. Back in our Mishnah, or Braita, the Yashar, he is upright, the Neman, and trustworthy, Umrahakto minachet, and he's distanced from sin. Of course, if he's learning Torah as much as he can, he doesn't have the opportunity. Baruch Shem, Umekavto lidei zchut, and he's brought closer to merit. V'nehenin mimenu, and other people benefit from this person learning the Shema. They get Eitza, advice, Toshia, wisdom and salvation, you know, useful advice. Bina, his deep understanding, Gvura, and his strength. Now, learning Torah leads to strength in the sense that we saw Ben Zoma teaching in the first Mishnah in chapter 4, Ezu Gibor Kovishet Yitzro, someone who's strong, that's the one who conquers his Yetzer Hara, that's a Gibor, that's Gevura. You have to have a lot of Torah knowledge to realize what the potential pitfalls are and what you're doing wrong. So knowledge and learning the Shema leads someone to have the Gevura to avoid mistakes. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, Li Eitza, I have good advice, Vitoshia, and wisdom, Ani Vina, I have with me understanding, Li Gevura, and I have strength. This is talking about the Torah. V'notenet lo malchut emimshola, and it gives him as if he has kingship and dominion, V'chikor din, and deep powers of judgment and analysis, Umegalin lo raze Torah, and it is revealed to him the secrets of the Torah. V'nase k'mayon, he becomes like a spring, hamit gaber, that is getting stronger, k'nahar she'enu posek, and like a river that does not stop flowing. And often Torah is called or alluded to mayim, to water, and mayim ela Torah. So someone who's drinking in a lot of Torah then becomes, through learning Torah Lishma, a wellspring of Torah himself that he can spread to other people. V'havei tzenua, he becomes modest, v'erech ruach, and very patient, u'mahelel al bono, and he forgives people who insult him. U'megadalto, u'meramto, al kol hamasim, and it makes him greater and above all other things. So learning Torah makes him great, but also it means like simple things like someone insulting and fighting, you know, that's beneath him. He's osek in Torah, and he's not going to take it personally. Now, bright abet, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of the early Amoraim, he teaches, Bekol yom v'yom, every single day, bat kol, a voice of prophecy, yotzit mehar chorev, comes out of har chorev, where the Torah was given, umachrezit v'omeret, and it announces and proclaims, oy lohem lebriot, oy, woe to all of the people, me'elbona shel Torah, from the disgrace to the Torah, meaning people are not learning enough Torah, they're not taking it seriously. And he explains, shekol mi she'eino osek b'Torah, anyone who's not learning Torah when they could be, nikra nazuf, is called rebuked or excommunicated. Shne'emar, and there's a pasuk that alludes to this, nezim zahav, a golden nose ring, and nezim zahav is like lashon nazuf, be'af chazir, in the snout of a pig. Isha Yafa, it's like a beautiful woman, Vesarat Tam, and she has no discernment, or no reasonableness. So what this is alluding to is a Talmud Chacham who's not using his Torah correctly, he's not involved in it, he's not learning properly, or he's abandoning it. It's like seeing a gold ring in the nose of a pig. It's not appropriate. The Omer, and it says also in Shemot chapter 32, Haluchot, the tablets of the Ten Commandments, Maseh Elokim Hema, they were the handiwork of the divine, Hamichtav, and the writing in them, Michtav Elokim Hu, was divine writing, Harut Alaluchot, that was carved into the tablets. Now, miraculously, the Gemara explains, was seen from both sides the same. But here we focus on this word, Al Tikre Harut, don't say Harut, engraved, Ela Chayrut. Chayrut means freedom. She'en lecha ben chorin, there is no one who's truly free, Ela Misha Osek b'Talmud Torah, except for somebody who is involved in studying Torah. And this might remind you of chapter 3, Mishnah 5, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer, Kola Mekaba Olav Ol Torah, someone who fully accepts the yoke of Torah, Marvin menu ol malchut ol derech eretz. They remove other obligations from him because he's taken upon the obligation to learn the Torah. So to the extent we make our life about Torah, Hashem will open other doors for us and remove other boundaries and obstacles from our life and allow us to be free to pursue his holy Torah. The chol misha osik b'talmud Torah, and anyone who's involved in learning Torah, harei ze mitoleh, he becomes elevated. Shnemar mimatana minachli el bamot. Is in Bamidbar chapter 21, listing some of the journeys. And these journeys, these names are also understood as having deeper meanings. Mimatana means gift, the gift of the Torah. Nachliel, it becomes the Yerusha when someone works to acquire the Torah. Nachliel Bamot, when someone's working to acquire Torah as their Yerusha, to internalize it, they are Bamot, like Bama, they are raised up. And it's worth noting that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying, Kol mi she'osek b'talmud Torah, anyone, even someone who's not such a great tzaddik, not such a big chassid, even someone who's not learning lishma, is still elevated through Torah. Remember in Baraita Aleph, Rabbi Meir says lishma has all these advantages, but even someone who's not learning lishma has advantages. And not only that, but there's the famous Gemara in Pesachim 50b that Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Le'olam, forever, Yasok Adam B'Torah Mitzvot, you should be busy and involved in Torah and good deeds, Afal Pi Shelo Lishma, even if it's not for the sake of heaven, or not for its own sake, Shemitoch Shelo Lishma, if you start doing it even for other reasons, Ba Lishma, eventually you'll come to do it out of love and out of its own sake. So bright debate here sort of could be the first step towards getting to the Madrega in Baraita Aleph about learning the Shema. It's worth pointing out there's a Tosfot on Pesachim 50b over there where he says that there's a Gemara in Brachot that says someone who's learning Torah, lo lishma, it could be better if he was never born. That's only if someone's learning Torah in order to argue and to fight and to undermine the sages and make problems. That person, that lo lishma, is no good. But just some, if someone's learning because they're interested in the subject or it's nice or it's interesting or they want to become a Rebbe or they want to, you know, to fit in, that kind of lo lishma does lead to lishma. Yishar kochachem, we should all be zoche to learn shalom lishma and then to learn lishma bezrat Hashem. Tizkelu mitzvot.